Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
No, Wayne, let me do this. Let me do this. So 474, okay, that's solid. And you convert that to, this house is $100.
And wait, and this room is 8,000 meters, which is 80,000 square feet. It's by 100. Americans can't do conversions. Y'all.
I couldn't do it either, but the Americans, fact that it's happening on TV.
This, I had to pause this. And the man on the plane who wouldn't shut up about other things that he had worked in planes to the flight attendant. At the one point, the flight attendant just brought him, he's like, you want some Baileys for your coffee? No lie, because he wouldn't shut the fuck up. She basically trank darted him. It was amazing. Anyway, that man, I paused and I went, and that man looked at me like I was crazy. I said, sorry, I'm looking at something on TV. He's like, okay.
What's this? Were you sitting in the middle seat?
No, I was in the side. There was a two-seater. It's like into the bulkhead. No one gives a shit where I was sitting on the plane. Who gives a fuck?
This is reality gaze.
This is reality gaze on the road.
On the road. This is what, Poodle?
I don't know. Oh, this is Toad. Sorry. I flew and I didn't know what's going on. Also, there's so much woodland decor in this room. I feel like I need to have on flannel and wield an axe. Boy, they really commit to sight.
Oh, that's a bear.
Yeah, that's a bear.
That's a big bear.
Remind me, I need to show you, my mom caught two baby bear cubs. Not caught them.
Uh-oh.
She videoed
Muffin
them.
Better be careful.
Yes. Muffin only goes outside with her right now.
Yeah. That bear will kill Muffin.
No, but baby cubs, not younger gay men with furry chests.
No, nor is this a bear in Poodle's room. I'm sure there will be
there
one
is
later.
There's leather over there,
I
though.
I say, there probably will be one. There are a lot of straps
there's
on all the furniture.
There's a lot of strappy decor.
Yes, y'all, we're in Denver. We're at the Gaylord.
The Gaylord.
The Gaylord.
It's a balmy 100 degrees outside.
It's not humid, though.
That's true.
We're here with, for Podcast Move It So, Mary Payne from Pink Shade is here, and Chris and Wah from DocuSweeties are here.
We're doing a panel.
I'm sure that we're hoping this week to do stuff with them. We are going to say Toa's coming out today. UK might come out. Some of our shows might be a little late this week, not because our producer's schedule, but because of our schedule with things.
Yeah.
So if something's a day late, don't go, wait a minute, and freak out. Just know it's coming. Anyway. I feel like, oh, I didn't tell you this. I meant to tell you before the show, but I'll tell you now.
I love being surprised on the podcast.
And I was in Whole Foods today. I went up to the cheesemongers at Whole Foods.
This is already a riveting story.
And I said, excuse me, they had wine. I said, where is your alcohol? And she said, oh, we don't sell alcohol in grocery stores in Colorado.
why not?
Because she said, we just got wine. And then I went, okay. And then I look over and this girl is looking at me and she says, are you Maddie?
Oh.
And y'all, I found a sissy in the wild. And then I explained to her, she said, are you looking for alcohol for Poodle? And I said, yes.
Wow. Wow.
Okay, I might have said that, but still. But I said, Poodle's going to be angry if I don't get some vodka. And she said, that's true. So Sissy Allison at the Whole Foods was wonderful. Turn off your grinder.
I'm actually looking at our announcements, you bitch.
Oh.
So, y'all, just a couple announcements. I can talk about Big Brother today because we're moving
Okay,
today.
Yeah.
It was an episode last night.
Oh, good.
So, y'all, we have an we did a collab with Hollywood Crime Scene, Rachel and Desi, and we had a bunch of fun talking about Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark and what a complete debacle it was.
I knew it was a mess, but I didn't know it was that much of a mess.
Yeah. People were murdered.
It really is.
People were murdered.
It's kind of respectable that people can forge ahead when they know something is that wrong. And every sign, and kind of like
if you're Julie Taymor,
Katie and Alejandro's wedding. Yeah. Every sign says stop this.
But that's on their feed. So go on over to Hollywood Crime Scene. They talk about scandals of Hollywood, things relating to entertainment and scandals and debacles and other such things.
It was fun. We had
true
a really
crime,
good time.
But we had a really good time. And the Garfinkel mix, I'm still thinking about.
Yes.
Darfield is coming. She is the moment.
I gotta do that.
Merch
I'm
is
do it
coming.
When I get back in September.
We're whetting the appetite. It's
Look for it in October.
Darfield. If you don't know what Darfield is,
where are you?
If you don't know what Darfield is, my goal is that everyone, the word Darfield is on everyone's lips, like Roxy Hart. YouTube Live this Sunday.
That's it.
We'll be in New York.
We'll be in New York.
We're still doing a YouTube Live. Okay.
Oh, wait. I hope that works with the time. I'm seeing a show.
That night?
No, we have to do it at 4 o'clock, so that's 4.
No, we're doing it at 7.
So it's 7 o'clock, though, Eastern time, right?
Yes.
7 o'clock.
So we're kind of fully into Toe. By the way, y'all, we've heard that Toe, from a little bird, that Toe's going to go through the year.
Yeah.
Through the end of the season, the end of the year. So if you can't get enough of Brandan and their Caribou, or whatever they call it, and Mary's crying...
Maybe we're going to get Julio's going to actually come over.
Not a chance in hell.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Don't think that's going to happen.
There was also someone told me, I'm still convinced this didn't happen, but someone told me, if it happened, I think the universe has now a nexus because 3 points met. Tyree and Riley... We're on live with Caesar. Somehow, I don't know if they got the
They
got the black male creeper club together.
Maybe.
I don't know. It was
maybe Tyrae was thinking maybe one of them would ask him out. Just someone. Just wants someone to love him.
Anyway, he still wants to come on the show. I feel uncomfortable with all the things that I said about him.
Yeah.
It's a little weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Also, you would tell him, you'd say, your ukulele's out of tune.
Yeah, well, he needs to take that note.
I don't think, we're not that show. We don't interview people, mainly because Poodle talks so much shit about them, nobody will come on.
I think we don't interview a lot of cast members unless we think there would be a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, you're right. That's not who we are.
We keep it real.
Kenny and Armando. Kenny and Armando.
Canardo. No.
Don't make it happen.
Armini.
Both so bad.
No.
Kendo.
Ken. Oh, well, that's cute.
Kendo. So, we're talking to his daughter, Taylor, about Mexico City. And guess what, y'all? As soon as she was on the screen again, I was like, uh-oh, someone's pregnant. I just knew it.
Oh, you could tell?
I think this is the one who doesn't have a baby. Right?
Maybe, but now she is, I think. There's two
this
sisters
is the one who had a
brother.
Meltdown before the wedding, I think.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. The other one who had a problem with his marriage, who inserted themselves in,
yes,
in their lives.
Yes, right, because he has two daughters and one
son. Two daughters and a son.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
But she seems to be better now. She's having her own baby because she was kind of like, you know.
No wonder your boobies look big.
Yeah, it was great.
I don't know. I guess that's normal. It's a normal relationship they have.
Well, yeah, when you're a parent.
I guess.
Especially when you're a gay parent. Because
I guess.
Kenny was mom and dad.
I just can't imagine my father talking to my sister-in-law going, friend, your boobies look big.
Friend, but it's different if you're a gay man, because it really is almost like a, because imagine if you were a woman.
I got you.
And you called your mom or were pregnant and went up to your mom would go, your boobs are huge.
Jay Bird, look at your jugs.
Jay Leanbird, your boobs are huge.
You know they'll go away.
Is that Jay Leanbird?
That would be Jaylene if I was a girl. Jaylene.
It's hot in here.
My mom's just rubbing her belly. Little Jaybird or Jaylene bird. I can't wait to meet you. Jaylene. Why do I feel like it's kind of something in the middle? Lord, I don't know if I can do this. Moving on.
Lord, make it not weird.
Too late. Too late. So, and Kenny's reminded of what he said every time, you know, one of my kids has a baby, it reminds me of what I'm missing. And of course, cue Kenny Waterworks.
She's crying too.
And so they even ask, how's the baby issue coming? And Taylor's like, it would be hard for us in the States to form a bond with this kid. Again, it always feels a little self-involved when the kids talk.
I get it. In prior seasons, yes. This, I understood what she was saying, but I didn't think it needed to be set.
No!
Because it was kind of like, your dad's already going to want to have a bond with you. Why do you need to bring it up and kind of twist the knife?
Yeah, they're just like that.
Is that chair comfortable you're sitting in?
No.
It's not?
Absolutely not. It's fine. I'm going to power through.
It looks really comfortable.
It's not. It's fine.
The couch is great. I like these antler pillows.
Again,
just to remind you, in case you forget,
extremely site-specific decor.
If you forget, you're in Colorado. Where are we?
Sometimes I wake up. Where am I? Oh, it's got to be in the Rockies.
Got to be in the Rockies. And what is that? Is that a painting or is that a bulletin board in that little area?
I'm pretty sure it's a painting because why would there be a bulletin board in a hotel room?
You have like a receiving room in your room. Like
yeah,
a parlor.
That's what we're going to call it later.
And it's and you know what? And the floor's tiled too. You can clean up well.
Easy cleanup. It's the receiving room as opposed to the giving room, which is in there.
Not familiar. Never. She's never been invited there.
So, oh God, it's so hard to see.
So basically, she does say, look, I'm happy when you're happy. But Kenny finally admits, and he's like, right now, I don't think I want to. And he says, I know the age difference plays a part. And he kind of ends his segment saying, what if I'm not the right person for Armando?
Yeah. I think this, I complained about this, their storyline this year having kind of as much gravitas because I felt like it had already been treaded. But I can see it's an extension of the same story, but I think it's a story that continuously needs to be told. And we forgot, and the Sissy reminded of us, and they reminded it us of this episode. Armando's wife, who died, and he said in a car accident, he kind of minimizes. Remember, she was chasing him,
yeah.
And I forgot she was pregnant. She was 8 months pregnant. They had chosen a name,
yeah,
and they were getting ready to welcome their baby.
They brought it up again this episode, and I forgot about it.
Yeah, so it makes sense that and Armando says part of me thinks that. That baby would have been reincarnated for that. And I'm like, and at that point I went, whoa,
whoa, whoa. I did not expect this. Whoa, that's a super baby.
Then you guys, we've crossed over to magical thinking. And that means Armando's. Never, you can never really fully heal from something like that.
No, like I told you, my mother still talks about it.
But I think he's at a level of processing that's still in the magical thinking land.
It just makes it feel, y'all, this is when they're talking on the boat. I've been on these. It's so fun.
And I'm going
to
say it's...
Did you go when you went to Mexico City? Oh, it's really fun.
And it's Xochimilco.
I didn't even write it down because I'm not even going to try. I'm just going to say the boat's in Mexico City.
Remember.
It's really fun, y'all. Highly recommend going doing that.
Kind of like flower. They call it the floating cities and floating flower towns.
I don't know what it means. I was just there for the drinks. Actually, I went on it with Ronnie.
I went and listened to a tour guide that told us all about it.
No, I drank with a bunch of gay people for a 50th. It was much more fun. And
I just learned about the history of it.
No, I took a picture with Ronnie and I posted it, not thinking. And then all of these people went, "Oh my
Ronnie,
God, are you dating
together.
Ronnie from Watch What Crabbins?" I'm like, "No, we're not dating,"
because two gay men posting together means they have to
not
be
all
dating.
Sissy, but some did. I was like, "Yeah."
So later on, they're with the mom and they're on the floating barges and. They're kind of talking, and he basically says to his mom, Armando says, Kenny has mixed feelings about this fertility clinic and having a child. So Kenny must have went on the parenting website. He said the gay parenting website where they met. They both lost children. He lost twins at 4 months, and Armando lost his child 8 months pregnant. I went, fuck, that's right. And it makes perfect sense why Armando wants to have a baby. It makes perfect sense.
A lot of people want that when they lose a child.
It just, though, obviously these two need, this is not something can be solved probably in between them. I don't know if they're going to couples therapy. But this would definitely be a subject to talk about in couples therapy.
Not that you shouldn't have a baby or not. Honestly, I don't think that's for us to decide on. That's
but it's
between
not.
Kenny. Well, no, but what I want to say is have a child because you want to have a child with someone.
Yeah.
Not because you want to heal the wound of, honestly, a baby that wasn't even Kenny's. It was between you and someone else.
Yes.
So that that needs to be in a place of healing. And maybe it is, but it just seems it. When he was talking about it, he's crying. It just seems like it happened.
That's what I'm saying.
3 months ago,
and it's not. And you guys, I know
it's
that
terrible.
I know that you never get over things like this, but you do learn to process things and see them in a different way. And yeah. I don't think, and you can't put steps to this. There's no A, B, C. Doesn't seem like he's past the first or second.
Yeah,
and that's concerning. Like you're right. I don't know if. This is a reason to have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. And Kenny says, again, I'm worried I won't be around to see them grow up. And is that fair to the child?
Yeah.
So I think this is a no-win situation. Actually, the win situation is to not have children and live for yourself.
Yeah, or be like Robert De Niro. He didn't fucking care.
Exactly.
82, having a baby. Wasn't Robert De Niro? Or no, it's Al Pacino. One of
yes,
them.
Yes, Al Pacino.
What a stupid shit. I do judge that. If you're 82 and you have a baby, fuck you.
I don't know if it was planned.
You could be dead in a year and the child never knows its father.
I'm just saying, I don't know about Al Pacino's family planning style.
Well, I think it sucks.
And I'm saying that what would you have wanted him to do if it was if the mother wanted the pregnancy and he didn't?
Is she must. Well, I guess she's younger.
But I'm just saying I don't know if you can completely judge him.
She
for
wanted
that.
To lock him down to get his money.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
I know.
Okay.
So why don't we just pull back?
I still think it's shitty of him. But that's a poodle move.
Yeah. I'm just saying, see the other perspective.
Although you would say you're pregnant and then
I'd wear a fake pregnancy belly for as long as I needed to.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. Holly and Wayne. When the topic of crypto was brought up, this took this story to me from kind of like middle of the pack. We're up there now.
Yeah.
And it took Wayne to stark raving nuts to me.
So you see nuts. I see a desperate man.
Yeah. This is bad, y'all. She needs to get back here. This is bad.
Get back.
I want a walk-in closet, a security system, a running place so I can run at night because I really love to run at night.
And air conditioning is a human thing. And I went, honey, a lot of people around the world do not have air conditioning. It was a lot of like just a vomit of privilege that came out of her mouth.
You know what? I think a worse privilege, this is strange, is to say she wants to run at night. Because there are so many places you cannot do that.
In the world, yeah. There's places in the world where women can't go to the bathroom at night or can't go out into a field to change or to like have a period and change a tap because they get sexually assaulted and killed.
It was just something about the way she said, well, that's how Wayne thinks South Africa.
That is how Wayne thinks South Africa is.
She's wearing her like... off the shoulder, like Cinderella, just after the came from the ball dress, but it's kind of like frumped up, and Cinderella just like she fucked instead of left the ball, she fucked the prince and put on the dress the next morning.
That would be Poodle's movie, Cinderfella.
Oh God, this chair's not comfortable.
It looks so cushy. You want to try the couch? I like it.
Good. Oh.
Is this a sleeper couch, too?
Well, you're not sleeping here. Well,
I think it is.
Probably.
I already have my own room.
Maybe I can choose, if I bring a couple over, I can choose the one I want to sleep with and banish the other one out here.
That's great. Good for you.
I choose the one. He's basically going, we can't afford this house. We can't afford to buy a house at all.
Holly's like, why are you in a bad mood? Why? He's basically over there just white knuckling about to shit his pants.
Do you think?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think she asked anything about his finances?
Well, she talked about it last episode, and she, I don't
in detail.
I was just about to say, I think she maybe asked some peripheral questions. I don't think she asked in depth.
Yeah. Like she, if she would have asked, how much money are you making within a year? I think he would have had to tell her. He probably wouldn't have wanted to. He could have deferred to that. He mm-hmm. could have said, no, it's not important. I told you I can provide for you. But y'all, everyone listening, I hope you have the courage and self-worth to say, no, I'm going to need to know more than that. It's like me on the first date asking for 2 credit scores.
Don't blame me now.
It is to this. It's just as important. His finances are just as important as their communication and their relationship.
She kind of goes into that though when they're looking at. First of all, they're looking at the houses. Their budget's $4 million.
It
oh wait,
so
400,000. They don't even know. They're looking at this house.
It's $113,000.
Yeah, but even when it's, but still, like. Wayne's saying that's a lot of money. Holly's saying that's not a lot of money. And I thought, this woman has no idea about
exactly.
the intricacies of life.
She also doesn't understand house prices. I guarantee you she's never bought a house.
I'm telling you, she would fail on The Price is Right. She wouldn't be able to guess anything.
She's probably rented her whole life, or she's lived with, wasn't she mom. Living with her mom?
Yes. So that, I think she's been taken care of by that mother. That mom's been standing in that metaphorical dressing room with her daughter her whole life.
I'm going to say this. I don't know if he would have told her how much he was doing. And he probably told her in Rand the things. She's like, that's about this much money. I don't know if she could have given that the weight it needed, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she would have understood it. I'm sure he was cagey about it. But, boy.
The realtor leaves, and Wayne's like, why are we looking right now when we can't afford this? She's like, well, how much do you have saved? And that's when he says,
nothing.
I lost my contracts, but I can't provide
savings.
For you. I can't just buy a house. And so later on, we have Mom Judy's having coffee in the morning.
I want to ask a question, and maybe because I read something about this more recently. In 2023,
mm-hmm.
you know there are 30 to 40% of Americans who have absolutely no savings.
Yeah.
I was just like, and
were you
just,
surprised by that?
I was surprised by that.
Oh yeah, there's not.
Like zero. And
yeah.
And I think and I understand
it's more after the pandemic.
Yeah.
People went through them.
But I understand things happen. And sometimes people are just hand to mouth, you know. But it's just like,
well, when you're hand to mouth too, it's like you can't save a lot.
And it's like, I guess I think also, how do you, when you're in a relationship and the other person isn't hand to mouth, what a question that is and what a discussion that is.
I agree.
But it's good to have those discussions.
I will say they have this coffee thing. They're talking to mom. Holly said, you know, I'm going to see if I can sit down and try to help him. And I went, oh, this is going to be great. She's going to have no clue. I got to say, Holly really handled this conversation with Wayne. I'm not saying she knows the intricacies, but the way she talked to him about money and the way it wasn't like, I don't think it was babying him, but I think she just recognized that this is a topic that sparks defensiveness.
Yeah.
She was, I thought, great at this.
Well, what she's trying to do is obviously she understands that he thinks that his lack of money is affecting his self-worth, and it does.
And she's not being unreasonable
and
about
this. And he even says, I feel disappointed in myself. And she's like, when this is what I, to piggyback on what you're saying, she says, when you have a bad day, I have a bad day. And so she's trying to find some type of comedy between,
yes.
not comedy, comedy, between the two of these, people. Between these two people, and that's when he says, "I don't tell him about my business because it caused tension in my last marriage, and because he probably thought that nagging ex-wife going through my affairs and judging me for it.
Who knew Rapunzel's not the problem?
Well, I think she's definitely a part of the problem. I think
let me finish that up. She is part of the problem because I went, she's been so wonderful about this money. And then she finds out he spent 40 in crypto. And her immediate response was, well, that's why we can't have her a honeymoon.
Exactly.
And I went, oh, Jesus.
She doesn't understand. He sees money as basically they see money as completely different objects. They see money in different ways. She sees money as security.
Yeah.
And also things that they can buy. He sees money as the barometer of his worth completely.
Oh.
And so they're at odds for this is a value thing. This is a value issue.
It is a value thing.
And so
that's true.
So you all remember when you have different values, it's not going to work.
Because there's a lot of people think money's not emotional. It's not. We treat it with emotion.
But your relationship,
so it's like, what's the value? What do I put a value on money?
Your relationship to money is a value.
Very true. Know Poodle's values about money.
Money is a value. Money is my value.
My value. Same.
I'm worth a lot of it.
Same. That's basically it. Holly runs off. She decides, I guess it's safe. She just runs out the gate and just walking down the street.
And it's interesting, too, where
I do feel for him or for her because he has been lying to her and it's and she's hurt by that. And she has a right to, I think.
I think everything about this guy has been, I think he promised so much to her.
And I think, too, I don't think he's a bad guy, actually, but I think people can't stop breaking into his house. He lost business.
Yeah.
His dog died. This guy's fucking depressed.
He's depressed and he's in a spate of losing at life.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to, love someone when they're there, where he is.
Well, especially you don't have a lot of history with being in the same
place. Exactly. Because it's hard for them to love anyone else.
Because Holly's doesn't know when are the, she doesn't have good times to compare it to.
Yeah.
Brand Dairy.
Speaking of something fun.
Brand Dairy.
I don't like it.
Brandon and Mary. Mary Payne likes it. She thought it was funny. Cool. Jaylene Bird. I'm just imagining as a little baby in your mom's stomach with your eyelashes going, blink, 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 blink. I'm coming soon, Mama. I'm going to fuck things up for you.
You better watch out.
I'm going to be a slut, Mama. Big old slut.
I'm going to make it real hard to raise me. Oh, what's that outside? Are those boys? I hear boys. Why does that make me happy?
Happy.
Oh, I'm getting a little, my little tiny penis is getting excited.
Wow.
Hey, boys, I'll be out there soon.
Hey. Wow. Okay. Boy, that's a new one.
We are going to church.
They are. Yeah.
And now,
Catholic, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I was pretty sure it was. I couldn't understand what she said, and I watched it like three times. But then we got there
and I went,
this is mass.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but That all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Yeah. She basically says, I would love for Brandon to be Catholic like me. If he wants to marry me, he'll go to church. And he says, and you know what? What's important to you is what's important to me.
Yeah.
But he says, I stopped going to church at 7 when my mom stopped forcing me, like a lot of people do.
Probably she went on a bender and was doing drugs and left
That's
me.
That's true. And at this point, y'all, we're in Mass. And she points up and goes, see that? That's Jesus Christ.
And on that note, I think... I'm interrupting you because I think it's time for a very special, I want to do Reality Gaze Theater, but instead, I think we should do a Reality okay. Gaze
Sacred Theater. Domine, Domine,
suck a cock.
I'm going to be playing the role of Brandon, And I'll probably do Mary, too.
I'm going to be Jesus Christ.
Okay, there we are.
The icon.
The icon.
The iconic.
The iconic.
Not just the icon, the iconic.
Yeah.
Iconique.
People would say the icon.
She's the moment.
She's the... Been having it for about 2,000 years. Good for her.
Since zero AD.
AD. Jesus needs to work on his calculations too, like Holly. And action. Okay, Mary, this church is nice.
Hey there.
Look over there.
Hey.
Don't look at the girls. Don't look at the girls. Don't look at the girls.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa.
What? Hey. Hey,
Wait, who's that?
Why is she yelling at you, sweetie boy?
I don't know.
Look at your little eyelashes. Aren't you
thank
cute?
You.
Oh,
thank you. Boy, aren't you sweet?
Thanks.
Aren't you sweet? What's your name?
Don't you know it?
Well,
it's Jesus Christe.
I'm not used to coming here before, so you're new to me.
Yeah, and well, a little bit. You remember looking up at me and thinking, why is he up on that cross?
No, I didn't really think. Who are you talking to? Are you talking to girls? Are you talking to girls?
Whoa. Okay, what's her problem?
I don't know. I don't know.
What's her problem? Because she needs to stay out of your business. And I don't understand how she thinks she can be the boss of you all the time. You know, what's her name?
Her name's Mary. You know that name?
Doesn't ring a bell.
Oh, okay.
Mary, honey, listen.
Yes.
Mary,
yes.
Honey. It's Jesus.
Hi.
You need to take it down like
Jesus,
four...
don't you look at those girls, Jesus. Don't you look at those girls.
Okay.
I see you looking at those girls, Christo.
We need to have some real talk here.
Okay.
You need to take it down like four notches. Are you crying? Are you crying?
I am crying.
Come on.
I'm crying.
This is mass, Mary.
I'm crying.
This is not a time. This is here. We're here to talk about me.
Okay. Judge
the
me.
The big JC.
Tell me I'm a bad girl. Tell me I'm going to hell. Please.
I'm not going to do that. Why would I invent a religion where it's based on shame? Why would me, Jesus, do that? Hopefully that never happens in the recorded time where a whole religion is based on worship me and based on shame and following me blindly. That's the worst thing that could happen. If that ever happened, I just want to burn down my church.
Jesus, your loincloth fell off.
Ooh, you see my diddly do.
And man,
you saw my Galatians.
Well, we're gonna get leave us a 5-star review and hopefully on your Apple Podcasts or Spotify.
Okay.
Boy, it was Poodle's idea, and then I realized in the middle it was a bad idea. It was just going to go south.
It. So, I think everything I want to say hinges on the conversation that happened after this, when she basically says, just look at the priest, don't look at the girls, don't look at any girls. Do you think he's realizing now, is the love he feels for this girl, woman, not a woman, she's a girl, let's be honest,
mm-hmm.
does it have limits to what he is experiencing? I think he's realizing, I can love her, but it's not enough to live this way.
But she loves him. They both were abandoned. They both, in
right.
different ways, they both feel abandoned by their parents.
Mm-hmm.
I still think this couple will be together.
I agree with you, but I'm seeing this, and it breaks my heart that I'm seeing him say.
Because she is completely, like, mentally ill.
Y'all.
100% mentally ill.
And if you saw what happened, that's a panic attack.
That's
what happened
panic, yeah.
at the end of this scene?
She had a panic attack because he called her on his shit, and she has never processed these emotions of her parents abandoning her.
Yeah.
And so she's going into these deep, yeah. guttural sobbing.
You can have trauma, and trauma will be processed in a good way or a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
none of this is really promised or processed at all, and it has created mental illness.
Yeah.
And this is, we're not laughing about this. This is serious. This is the most sick woman we've seen on this show. And it's bad. I don't know what to do.
She's pretty mentally ill. Yeah, yeah. She's pretty mentally ill. It's really, really
so
terrible.
He basically says, I'm willing to learn about, she's like, I want you to go to Jesus. I want you to go to church every Sunday and believe that God exists. And he says, I'm willing to learn, but I won't be forced not to look at girls and restrict who I can talk to. And I was like, good for you, Brandon.
No, good for him, because he says,
good for
he
you.
Says, this is about you don't trust me and you have no reason not to trust me.
And as soon as he does that, she starts to cry. And he doesn't back off.
No, he doesn't.
And he's like, and she says, my parents left me and my brother when we were kids. And I'm afraid that if I love people, they'll leave me. Now, this is interesting.
Because they always do.
This is interesting. At least she can vocalize these feelings.
It goes back to people know the why, but it still doesn't fucking fix it. So she needs to go to a professional. She needs to probably be on medication.
Yep.
And she needs to honestly probably not be in a relationship.
Nope, absolutely not.
But she already is. But because what's going to happen is they're going to get married. She's going to want to have children.
Yep.
She'll be protective over her children. Her children won't be able to have lives. She'll have to keep everyone so close to her.
And kind of
like Grandma Hazel when my friends would come over, when she would babysit us after she had cleaned my mom's house and the whole time just said, thought Bonnie was, she didn't go, sorry, but she would always say, I thought Bonnie knew how to clean a house. And so my grandma would clean
didn't
it all.
Keep
and
the
then,
drapes closed.
And then my friends would come over and play, and she would say, baby doll, shut the drapes. We don't want them heathens over here. And we'd have to peek out and see when they were gone. And then I'd rub her feet with alcohol or calluses because that made it feel better.
Well, I need I need a trauma appointment to talk after that.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Wow. Don't know if that's sadder than Mary's story. So
that's pretty sad.
He even said, so you mean that after we got married and had kids, would you let go of your fear of abandonment? Now, I'm going to say this. It's not that easy. For her to let go of
you don't let go of this.
Yeah.
You work through this repeatedly the way an alcoholic stays sober.
When she said, I don't know, maybe, I went, oh, she can't even lie about it.
Well, no, because she can't. She's paralyzed by her future.
Y'all. And that's when she starts having the panic attack. And this is one of the scariest things that I've seen in a while on television. And
she'll pass out and then come to.
And then he says, you only have to do one thing. Trust me. The thing about this, Brandan, you cannot heal her.
No.
You can't do it. And this is anyone who's listening. You can't heal someone. If you think you can fix them, you're wrong.
Unless you're Jesus.
Even he can't fix Mary. He doesn't have that power. He'd probably just make Mary jokes the whole time.
Mary.
And she's sobbing, y'all. And we go, that's the end of that segment. And, but I just want to say, if you think you can fix someone, you'll be the first person in recorded history. It doesn't work like
doesn't
that.
Work.
So stop trying to fix people.
Don't ever try to fix Poodle.
Nope. You know why? Because I'm not broken. We're all broken.
Julio and Kirsten. All right.
Boy.
She goes to see her friend Yara. Not the same Yara.
No, a different Yara. Yara.
Yeah, different Yara.
She rode her bike over here after having a stroopwafel.
A stroopwafel.
Perhaps some Adam cheese.
I mean, she kind of rehashes all that what's happened. She tells her that they've never spoke about me.
He didn't tell them anything. It's interesting. When she was telling her friend, I started re-experiencing it over again. And then when Yara said, what a dick, I went, yeah.
That's what I said, too. I was like, yeah, what a fucking dick.
Y'all, think if your friend was telling you this story, you'd be like, what the fuck? Who the fuck
does this?
Anyway, and now he told her. He said, he called me and told me he's not coming in January anymore. So it's interesting. It sounds
they didn't
like,
show that. They just.
It sounds like.
Well, because mom said she can't have him leave yet because she needs him to do things.
He's blaming his mom.
I think he's blaming his mom, but I also think his mom is twisting the knife.
I totally agree.
I think there's a fucked up codependency thing with his mother.
Anyway, and she says, and so he's going to say 6 months. And he's like, I'm not even sure that's going to work, y'all. That's when she needs to dump his ass.
She needs to dump his ass.
And Yara says, tell him it's 8 months. If it's not 8 months and it's over.
Grow a spine and say no to your mama.
This really is, I said this before, this is going to be good for Kirsten in the end. To know what a complete
y'all,
relationship with
the d-bag is. If you're a young woman,
is.
Jake always wants you to get your heart broken so you can learn about life.
It's not learning about life. It's being, it's so you can spot it.
No.
So you can see it later because there are so many fucking men. You don't have to have a starter marriage if you can have one of these. Think about that. So many people had starter marriages.
Yeah. A lot of friends that are divorced.
Yeah. And then you don't.
They got married when they were 22. Who knows?
But after it, you can spot it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she says, I can't wait around for someone who might not show up. Fuck. That was real. Anyway, Kirsten, we're here for you.
We are here for you.
That's all I got.
That's all I have, too.
That's the show.
That's the show.
What if the show just ended with dead air?
What?
When I said, that's all I got. Click.
You know you were going to talk about Big Brother.
And it goes into an ad. Okay. Okay, it's time for...
You got 5 minutes.
Don't you... Poodle's BB Corner. It's time for BB Corner. All BB all the time. BB action.
I don't like it when you do it. I don't like it. All right, I'm going to close my iPad.
It's raw BB right. Corner.
Just get to it. I've got to go meet people.
Okay, y'all. Now... Hysam's head of household, Hysam, otherwise known as, what is happening?
I'm getting comfortable.
I hear noise.
This couch is squeaky.
Oh.
Don't fuck on it.
Hysam's basically sitting in, what's the place where Hitler's bunker was? That's like the HOH for him.
Okay.
And the way he basically interrogated Riley, it talked to her. It's like, well, you know, you're my target because you mentioned my name, and I think we could have worked together. It was just chillingly awful.
And he's not even a good villain. This is the gay guy in the house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so basically, we're now to the point. So Riley's gone. We're now to the point that even the professors, the alliance, the professors, they want him out. I think it's a smart move because they probably won't have another chance because he's going to do well in physical challenges. I think there's always one HOH that is mad with power early on. And Hysom is your typical 50s gay man who thinks they're God's gift, especially kind of gym queen. They only want to talk. He interrupts everyone. His ideas matter most. And
what is his ethnicity?
He's Egyptian.
Okay.
So he is telling he's good looking. He's a good looking guy.
But, well, I asked that too because that's even more privilege when you're a good looking. Yeah.
But he doesn't think he is, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Probably was a fat kid.
He's an obnoxious asshole.
Would you bang him?
Don't ask me that question because if I didn't know him, I would probably hit on him. But then he'd look at me like with the face that I says like he's trying to sell me something. That's what it always feels like with that look. Open eyes, like, hey, do you want to buy this? And just stares at me until I buy it. Anyway, so it's cooked up by Felicia, one of my favorites. Really the only person in the house that I really thoroughly like. Who's definitely going to get America's favorite player. Black woman who's 63.
Felicia.
Bald.
Okay.
Yeah. It's really funny. She wins HOH. And then so now Ceri, the best player in the game, and why no one is whispering, we should maybe think about getting Ceri out in like a week, because she's gonna literally win the game because we're all bad players.
So they're finally starting to.
No, they're not.
They're not.
And it's a house full of dum-dums. Oh, it's boy. A complete dum-dum house, and. Izzy, who does know Ceri, her son, Jared, is on the show, has not even making any changes. I guarantee you she's going to go to the end and try with Ceri instead of fighting Ceri. I think that is a bad strategy. So, because, y'all, Ceri's social game is unheard of. She will wind up, they will give her the money and they will say, thank you for winning the game and taking it from us. That's how good she is. Thank you for beating us at Big Brother. So they're going to backdoor Hysom. So they're nominating two pawns. And then someone else will win the veto. And then take themselves down. And then Felicia will nominate Hysom. And everyone in the house hates him, so he will go home. I'll enjoy it. It won't be as fun anymore. I don't know what happens after that. Also, y'all, big for me, Matt, the really hot guy who's deaf, completely is freaking out because Riley's not there because she helped him like know what was going on, because if he couldn't hear things or read lips, she would tell him. So he is just all at sea. I'm afraid he's going to self-evict. And which means there's no chance for a showmance unless Jared and Blue. I'm okay with Jared. I can't stand Blue. Because her name is Blue.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Does she color her hair blue and things like that? Like, because Red is a redhead. Does Blue wear like blue things?
You know, I don't think she put that much thought into it.
Well, but that's
sometime there was blue in her hair.
But she's doing the least.
I'm just.
You're going to be blue, bada bee baba. Fucking be blue.
The season, y'all, is middle of the road for me. There's too many twists and too many verses. I don't love it. I will watch every episode. However, because I now need to know how it goes.
Hope you apply next season.
This is Ceri's game to lose. I'm telling you. Heisem didn't mention it, didn't keep it in his breath. Maybe they did and they didn't show it in the feeds or anything, because I don't watch the feeds. I would have been in very hushed tones. I told you how I would do this show. I would be everyone's sounding board.
Yeah.
And be the gay best friend. Y'all would not recognize me on this show. I would be kind. I would be kind of quiet. You would not recognize me on Big Brother. First of all, I would say I was a music teacher. And me and the lesbian flutist would be fast friends because we talk about classical music all the time. We would be, and also we look alike. So,
well, you look like
yeah, I know. Yeah. Anyway, that's my BB corner. For more BB action, Come back next Monday. All BB, all the time.
Now that's the show. All right, everybody. Go to realitygaze.com. You know the drill. Leave us a review on Apple Podcast and Spotify.
Please.
Leave a review. And y'all, if you don't know what to write on, just put Keep Going Queens, KGQ, and Keep Going Queens. If you're out there in this heat, if you're out there, again, our sissies in Hawaii, we are sending you our love. And
people affected by the
hurricane.
The hurricane. We feel very, if you haven't heard, LA was affected by the tropical storm, now Tropical Storm Hillary, but not half as much as we thought.
But I think so. Palm Springs, and the desert was deeply affected.
Yeah, I think they had a lot of flooding. So spare a thought for Palm Springs and the central areas, or the
high desert.
Yeah, high desert, Antelope Valley.
Yeah, they're having a rough
that
time.
That area, they're having a rough time. So anyway,
Poodle's looking at his chair like he wants to burn it. We gotta go, y'all. We'll see you this week. Again, be patient. We're trying our best to give you your trash as soon as we can.
Yeah.
All right. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes. And remember, when someone screams at you, don't look at the girls, just know that Jesus is watching you and judging you. You're flat. You're flat. Do better. I'm Jesus, for God's sakes.